TJ, Tayshaun, you guys have been an impact within that defensive backfield. If you could just take us through the mindset that you had coming into the season and how you guys really wanted to make an impact on this year.
Basically, we wanted to be the best on the field, you know, every Sunday. Make our mark on the field, help this team win, do whatever we have to do. And, you know, me and Gibb been talking since day one. We'll be the best safeties in the league, you know, the best tandem. And, you know, I'm thinking we've done a lot to put ourselves up there. So, you know, we just got to keep balling every week.
How pleased have you been with the way you guys have been playing this year?
Man, I think that the way that our secondary in general has been playing phenomenal. And, you know, when I look across, I got my running mate over there at 43. And, you know, he's been playing lights out. Like I've been saying since day one, I felt like he's the best safety in the league. So, I mean, it's just a blessing, man, humbling experience to be back there and playing good football back here. So, you know, we're just ready to finish out this season strong and let everything else take care of itself.
With that being said, take us on the field. What's that communication like between you two? What's it like playing alongside TJ?
Man, it's crazy. You know, TJ, everybody know TJ talk a lot. He talk a lot of trash, and, you know, that get me going. And, you know, he pretty much, man, a soul back there. He, you know, he get us fired up, and being back there with somebody playing with that kind of fire and composure back there, it's huge for us. And, you know, I just look over, man, and, you know, like I said, from day one, I've been looking up to him. So it's definitely a blessing to be back there.
Now, TJ, through the course of the season, you have your ups and your downs, but how have you been able to keep the defense as a whole together and bounce back through these tough losses that you guys have faced?
You know, it has been an up and down season, but as a defense, we feel that we can make anything happen. You know, when we out there, regardless of what's going on, you know, we can make plays. We can turn this game around at any point. So we go out there with that mentality that we're the best defense in the league, we're the best secondary, and each individual has that confidence of them being the best at their position. And I think you come out with not necessarily cockiness, but confidence and swag, and, you know, we make a lot of plays.
Cutler wants the ball, takes it, drops to throw. In the pocket, he looks, he fires, end zone, and it's deflected and intercepted. Tayshaun Gibson's got it. It got tipped by TJ Ward into the waiting arms of Tayshaun Gibson.
You guys both came up big throughout the Chicago Bears game. You both had touchdowns. Talk about your guys' play out there on the field. Were you guys communicating like, hey, I got one, you need to get one?
You know, whenever anybody in the secondary gets an interception or something, it's all love. But actually, the first one T got, I thought it was mine, but it was a little too high, so I tipped it. And then when he caught it, it was like a negative, like, I tipped it. I didn't know I was going to catch it. And then he caught it, came down with it. So I'm like, follow me. You know, I'm going to lead the way for you. When he got a second pick and brought it to the crib, you know, I was elated for him and got back and talked about, you know, how that first touchdown feel for you. Because I know when I got mine, you know, I was super juiced. So, you know, I was like, man, I got to have an opportunity to do something. You know, I got to make a play. And then that fumble came and shoot, took it to the crib. You know, it was something, one of those plays, you know, that happens when you just run into the ball. And I think me and him both pride ourselves on being around the ball at all times. And when you do that, then plays just seem to come to you. And that happened for us. We both scored touchdowns. I don't think, you know, anybody in the league has done that. So, you know, definitely was something big for us.
I think it kind of shows, man. You know, on my touchdown, the first guy that ran across the end zone with me was 43.
Yeah.
And on his touchdown, as you go back to the film, and the first guy that's crossing the line with 43 is 39. So that kind of show you, man, the kind of brotherhood we got, man, on and off the field. And, you know, I was just as happy for him as he was for me. So I think that kind of bond we got back there, man, make this a special secondary and especially a special tandem between me and him.
This weekend, you guys are facing New York Jets, another potent offense. What have you guys seen from this group?
I definitely think that we're going up there and we're hungry. You know, that hopefully we can get up there and take care of business. But, you know, I definitely know we're prepared. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to go up there. Never been to New York. And hopefully I get my hands on a couple of apples. TJ will get his hands on a couple of apples. And we all going to have this nice, smooth flight back to Cleveland.
Shotgun snap. Tool back to pass. Throws to the middle. Pick off. And there he goes. Down the sideline. TJ Ward. 10-5. Touchdown. He's got it. He's back. Angles right, throws to the middle for Edwards, and Buster Screen tipped it, and it's picked off by Gibson in the end zone. Buster Screen to Gibson.